Well, the public assistance program is the one that, when people hear that, it has nothing to do with you, the individual. It has to do with your government. And that is the reimbursement program to government for the cost of response, debris removal, and eligible structures and buildings that are destroyed and damaged that are not insured. And those programs are generally a cost share of a minimum of 75% federal, 25% either state and local, however they do that within the governor's plan. Most of those programs are really designed around, it's almost as if you looked at it from the standpoint of it's a federal insurance policy that's not an insurance policy, but there's a lot of oversight required by Congress that, one, there'd be no duplication of benefit, meaning if you got commercial lines of insurance, you got flood insurance, those have to be subtracted out. The second thing is, not everything that local and state governments do will necessarily be eligible. And it doesn't deal with pre-existing conditions. If your water treatment plant gets destroyed, but it's two times too small, FEMA can't make it the big one you need. It can only pay for what was destroyed the first go-around. So it leads to a lot of frustration with local officials who find it to be a very much process-driven system trying to account for making sure that the federal dollars don't duplicate benefits, that it's only for those things that are eligible, and that it's only for those things that were impacted by the disaster. We're trying to move away from less on the process side to more on the outcome side. But it's a program that is basically designed to help governments recover and rebuild, but not necessarily make them whole. It doesn't deal with issues such as restoring tax base. It doesn't deal with issues such as lost income from various programs. But it is designed to help get critical infrastructure from local government up and running to help pay for response and debris removal. But it is not a program that makes government whole that are impacted. And there are other programs that are effective in that, such as HUD has programs, USDA has programs, other programs that can help governments. So the Stafford Act, first and foremost on public assistance, is to help with immediate response costs, debris costs, and help rebuild infrastructure where there's not insurance. The Individual Assistance Program is a program designed, and again, these are two parts. They're not always granted in the disaster. This is the president's decision based upon the governor's request. Sometimes it's only for individual assistance. Sometimes it's only for public assistance. Sometimes it's both. Individual assistance are grant programs that are designed to help individuals who have uninsured losses that are in the areas of impact. And again, these programs are not designed to make people whole. They're essentially programs designed to provide some grant assistance and some immediate costs. And even though the grant programs can provide upwards close to $30,000 worth of assistance, the average applicant only gets about $3,000. And oftentimes this is for temporary housing, an apartment. This may be for some losses, emergency repairs, and other things. But it won't rebuild your home. It will not make you whole. It will oftentimes, again, provide some short-term financial grant assistance. You're not required to pay it back. But it also turns on other programs, such as Small Business Administration disaster loans for businesses and also for homeowners. And oftentimes, again, people will qualify for, because of an income test and the ability to repay, that they can actually get more money in the form of a loan from the SBA than they can from the grant program, so they'll be referred to that. There's also some programs for like the Internal Revenue Service, surprisingly, as people oftentimes don't look at them in a favorable light. The IRS has programs in a disaster to help come back and take your losses, and particularly depending upon where you're at in the following year, go ahead and amend your return to get any additional benefits from the taxes you've already paid, or to help you look back in the last 3 years of the taxes you paid. If this is a loss, it's going to be significant enough to income average out. So they'll actually help look at if there is, depending upon where you're at in your following year, if there's the ability to go ahead and amend your return and get more of your tax dollars back because of your losses. And there's other federal programs that kick in. We have a great relationship with health and human services folks with crisis counseling in the initial phase that we can then give money to the states. Different types of programs that. But again, these are programs that are designed in the very short run to help people get through the immediate impacts of a disaster, but are not designed to make people whole. That's why we put so much emphasis on the need to have insurance, the need to have programs like the flood insurance, where people have flood insurance policies to protect them against these losses. And that in a disaster, that we have to engage with our federal partners early, that the FEMA programs don't provide like a housing solution. FEMA doesn't build houses. We'll provide temporary housing assistance. But if you don't have housing being rebuilt, particularly affordable housing, what you oftentimes run into is what we saw in Katrina. It wasn't that it was a desire to keep people in temporary housing units. It was that there was nothing to move to. the president has directed that Secretary of HUD and the Secretary of Homeland Security work together to develop long-term recovery plans that recognize the Stafford Act was not designed in very large catastrophic events to make communities whole. It works very well in smaller disasters where the rest of the community, tax base, and other things are intact, and we can help them through that response. But in the larger scale disasters, people were overly dependent upon Stafford Act. We didn't have the authorities. We didn't have the programs. And so the president recognizes this and is now directing that we will develop long-term recovery strategies that will incorporate the other federal families with their authorities and their programs to provide more holistic solutions to governors and their local communities. So if we have a large housing loss, yes, FEMA will be on the front end providing temporary housing assistance, temporary housing units, vouchers for rental apartment stuff. But HUD's going to actually be there early to look at what it's going to take to support local and state planning, to look at what will be the housing needs at the end of these programs. So look at FEMA more as the shelter phase, but HUD provides a longer-term housing phase. Well, we've been fortunate in our partnership with HUD for some time, but this is really taking it to the next level from the president's perspective that we've got to make sure that in very complex disasters, we bring the entire federal family to the fight, not just the Stafford Act, recognizing that it was designed to do certain things but was not designed to bring communities back to the level that may be needed in very complex disasters. And again, it goes back to because you have so many small and medium-sized disasters where as complicated as it is, the Stafford has provided an effective tool. It kind of masked the issues that were brought out by Katrina, that the very large-scale events. We were overly dependent upon Stafford and extremely frustrated when we couldn't get where we needed to go, recognizing that that may have not been the best approach, but we better lay this out now and make sure that the rest of the federal family understands their roles and their authorities in those long-term recoveries. So governors and local officials and mayors understand what the tools and resources are as they begin to rebuild that tax base in that community.